Hi, everyone. I'm Tara Mont, and you're listening to the Trust and Thrive with Tara Mont podcast, where you can find a new episode released every Thrive Thursday. I am a current clinical psychology graduate student, passionate about all things to do with mental health, relationships, healing, self-reflection, and other topics that influence us in our everyday lives. I created this podcast to hopefully inspire others to live their most authentic life and to share insightful and honest conversations with everyday individuals and informed professionals. Although the show is not a replacement for therapy, I hope the conversations had can inspire you to look within, to practice self-compassion, to gain more awareness, and to trust the process of your unique journey. If you resonate with the message of Trust and Thrive, make sure to subscribe and stay tuned. You can also stay connected by following me on Instagram at Trust and Thrive. Thank you for being here. Now let's get right into this week's episode. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Trust and Thrive. I'm your host, Tara Mont, and I'm so glad to be here. I've personally had a very great day. It's the little things, but I'm feeling very productive. I had 3 days to take my midterm, and it opened this morning. I took it right away, and I got so much work done after, because knowing me, I would have waited usually like 2-3 days to study. I would have waited until the last minute so that I could get every minute of studying in, and it would just waste more time even if I was ready. And so I'm just proud of myself that I said, you know what? I feel ready. Let's take it. Or who knows if I'll ever feel ready. And I took it. It's a little things. Sometimes, you know, when you've had those down days, and a few days ago, I felt like I was just autopiloting, doing the motions, getting tasks done for deadlines, which is fine. Often we need to do that. But I felt really good today. And so I feel like I've been very vulnerable about when I'm not feeling so great on the show in general. So I thought, why not share when I'm also feeling good, when I'm having a great day? That's the reality, especially with anxiety. I feel like I have my ups and downs. It's been a lot of downs, but today was a good day, and I'm going to embrace that. And that being said, I think that's a good transition into this week's topic. Today's a solo episode, by the way, and I'm going to be touching on a few topics that we've discussed on the show in general, the idea of trusting the process, of course, and what that really looks like, not like trusting the process and not putting in any work, or being okay with injustice and how things are. That's not what it means at all. We touch a little bit more on that and the what ifs that many of us may feel stuck on, may think about in the future. So the what ifs in relation to the past, thinking, what if I had done this differently? And the what ifs that many people who deal with chronic, severe, or more extreme anxiety understand, or just a lot of people in general may think, well, what if this happens? What if? And just creating an irrational worry that may not even be there. And so I want you to know you're not alone in that. I so understand what it's like to think about the what ifs. And so I want to share how I've been reflecting a lot. Of course, with COVID and the lockdown, I think a lot of people have been making big life changes or just reflecting on what kind of life they want. No matter what, even if you were going to work, life in many ways paused. It feels like it paused and it shifted. And the routines we had, maybe whether it was going out and seeing friends on certain days or going into work or going into school, a school setting, or simply being able to go to a grocery store and not worry, those things have changed. And now, I mean, I'm feeling a lot more hopeful that we're getting vaccinated and that some things are going relatively back to normal and new normal, I'd say. But I feel like a lot of people have gone through so many changes and maybe like a midlife crisis, a quarter life crisis. I know I'm going through a quarter life crisis, a major one right now. And I want to share that in this episode and thoughts that have been going on in my mind, ways I've tried to rationalize what I'm thinking, and how I've been really hard on myself, and I'm trying to work on that. As we're going back to, in quotes, a new normal, we're going to start seeing again, I mean, I've already seen people going out with friends and partying and maybe living their normal lives. We're seeing more of that. at least I am on my feeds, there's this level of comparison. Not that I want anyone's specific life or anything, but I need to remind myself as we are opening up. Because before it was like, oh, we're all in lockdown together. And now I see people buying homes and places and moving somewhere new and experiencing all these things that I'll look at my life. And I had a moment recently of just thinking, how did I get here? And not in a bad way. Like, for example, I am happy in my relationship and in my life and the path I'm taking. You know, I chose even the psychology path. I feel amazing about that. And I think I was very aware with many of my choices. They were authentic. But I live at home right now with my parents. I'm 26. I never lived away. And I used to be so embarrassed to share that, which I shouldn't be. But I didn't go away to college. I was very sheltered. I was very much a late bloomer, very anxious. And I had a great college experience. I commuted to school. I had an incredible experience with my a cappella group and my friends and had such a fun time. But I also think of the ways I was so limited being at home, and nothing against my family in any way. It's not about anything personal. It's more about how I feel like I missed out sometimes. I think, what if I went away? What if I moved to a different state? What if I, who knows, what if I transferred? And this is not about me not liking my experience, because I wouldn't change it for the world. I love my friends from college. The idea of not knowing them makes me so sad, because I truly had such an incredible experience. It's not about not wanting that experience. It's more of me just thinking, what would have happened if I went away to school? What if I pursued a different major? What if I pursued psychology from the start and not communication studies? What if I applied to more places? What if I worked in this industry? What if I studied abroad? And I know that may sound like, oh, I have a lot of regrets. I don't have regrets. And it's surprising for me, because I'm not someone who really has regrets, because I think at the end of the day, we will never know what could have been. I'm so thankful for where I am in my life, that knowing that changing one thing could have, you know, led to me never meeting my boyfriend or my friends, or even following this path or starting this podcast. I think, okay, well, I'm so grateful that I'm here, and I would never change anything, is what I'm trying to say. But I do imagine and think, what if? I was thinking that recently, and it was frustrating me, because I've never been someone who really has stuck on the past. I'm very anxious, so I worry about the future a lot more. But I haven't been one to think, what if I stayed or did this or traveled here or stayed at this job or took this job? So the fact that I was even thinking about this recently made me feel bad about the fact that I'm even thinking about it. So I was hard on myself for being hard on myself. Then I was spiraling, and it happens. But I think it's important, of course, to practice self-compassion in those moments, because it's so easy to fall into the trap of thinking, okay, well, now that I'm aware of these patterns, or I know I shouldn't stay stuck in the past, so why am I doing it? We forget that we're human and we're going to fall into patterns we're not proud of sometimes. We're going to do things that we're aware are not, you know, necessarily great. We're going to have thoughts that we don't agree with, and that's okay. I was like, okay, Tara, just because you've talked about this stuff on the show before doesn't mean you have to be an expert. You're not. You're human. You're just sharing your story. You're not an expert at all. And so I have been practicing self-compassion with myself and realizing, okay, what is my unconscious maybe trying to tell me? What message am I trying to bring forth in my mind? So for example, if I think, okay, I'm here. How did I get here? How did I live at home for so long? How did I not go to these places? How did I not try this? I give myself compassion, remembering that we're all products of our environment, where we grew up, who raised us, the community, families around us, what we knew. We have to forgive ourselves for what we didn't know. And I'm sure you've heard that before, because it's true. I can say, how did I not go away to school like 9 years ago when I had the chance to? How did I not live in this new city? And I was a different Tara then. I'm a different Tara now. It's like saying, how did I not know how to walk at one point? Like I was a baby. Of course I didn't know how to walk. The same way I didn't know certain things I know now a year ago, a few years ago, yesterday, for example. We have to be compassionate with ourselves. I'm not saying I had to go through what I went through to grow. I'm not saying you have to go through all this hardship, because I think that can sound invalidating sometimes. But the truth is, I personally learned from what I went through. And I was talking to my therapist too about this, because I told her, I think I was having like a quarter life crisis where I'm like, I just want to, and this is like nothing against my loved ones, my boyfriend, my family. I love all these people in my life and would not want to lose them. And maybe you relate. I had this moment of thinking, I just want to go to a new city where no one knows me and start new, like start a new life. And see what that would be like, where no one knew me. I had no expectations or labels placed on me. And I was just going through this crisis of thinking, what do I need to do? I feel like I need to make up for all of these years. I feel like I need to move away. I feel like I need to completely start fresh. And that's okay to do. I'm not saying stay where you are and don't change anything. I want to change certain aspects of my life and continue growing. But I just know that that's not what I wanted. I didn't want to go somewhere so far away and not be around my loved ones personally. A lot of people do that and that's great, but that's not what I wanted to do. I felt like in that moment, I was like, I need to make up for those years. I need to make up for not having the same independence I would have had if I went away to school or moved somewhere far away. And I told my therapist, I was like, I fear there are other options out there of like where I can live, not necessarily career, but just things I can do in my life, my potential, all of that. What lifestyle I want? Do I want to travel? Do I want to work freelance and travel? Do I want to get a place? I don't know. And I was feeling lost. And I said, I feel like I'm missing out. There's always going to be something I'm missing out on. And she said, yes, that's the truth. If I think that way, I will always be unhappy, because there will always be another route you could take. There always will be another route you could have taken in the past, and there will always be other routes in the future. And if we live thinking, oh, what if I miss out on this? What if I don't do this? We'll be exhausted, because there's no way we can take every route. Maybe if I went away to school, maybe I would have thought, what if I took this option instead? What if I studied this instead? You can take what you think is the best route and still think what ifs. And that doesn't mean we shouldn't reflect. For me, I know I was trying to reflect on what these thoughts were trying to say to me, what the message was. And I realized it was bringing a lot of awareness to me about my life, my home life, my work life, my relationship, a lot of things that I didn't necessarily pay attention to or realize. And it just made me more aware in a good way. And I was going through a quarter life crisis. I actually still am. I'd say I definitely still am. And the what ifs will always be there. And I'm talking about the past right now, the past thinking, what if I had done this? What if I did this? That'll just keep you stuck. If you think what if, you will stay stuck. As obvious as it sounds, you've heard it everywhere, we can't change the past. We can never change the past. We can never rewrite the past, but we can write the future. We can move forward and make decisions that will help us in the future. We can't control the future, of course. We can make different decisions than we made before. We can be more aware. We can recognize certain patterns, beliefs, triggers we had that maybe we didn't know. Maybe we have new values now that we can make decisions based off of because of our past experiences. Maybe we made a decision years ago because we weren't aware of what we wanted. Maybe it wasn't authentic to ourselves, or maybe we made it for someone else, or we didn't know who we were. I know I feel that way. I was autopiloting in many ways because I didn't know what I wanted, and I was kind of living in an anxious, fear-based mindset. And this had to do, obviously, with some ways I was raised. And even if it was out of love, of course, but I developed certain beliefs from my own family and loved ones that affect who I am now, the good and the bad. all parts of me. I'm very proud of where I am right now, but I was having a moment thinking, oh my gosh, I'm 26. Also, when lockdown started, I had just turned 25, and I remember thinking, oh, I'm 25. I can't wait to see what this year brings. And I know if you're older listening to this, you're like, oh my gosh, you're so young, relax. I know I'm very young, but just to me, the fact that I'm getting older made me so anxious thinking, oh my gosh, I'm still, because I remember thinking I'm going to move out, I'm going to take some next steps, and then things slow down again. And I felt like I slowed down in some ways, and in other ways, like going to school, I sped up, I moved forward, but I was recently thinking, like, how am I here right now? How am I still here? I had all these ideas in mind and plans, and I am working on moving out. But I remember thinking, what if I moved out earlier? Would I be so much more independent? What if I took this path instead? Would I be a lot more financially stable, or would I be more mature, or would I be happier? And I just kept thinking that, and I was like, snap out of it, Tara. You talk about trusting the process. Why are you thinking these things? And then I had to tell myself that is okay to have those thoughts. It's all part of the journey. It's okay to have those thoughts. It's okay to have down days and moments of feeling like, even if you are, you know, happy and content and you're moving forward most of the time, you will still have those moments. A lot of people do. I'm not saying everyone will. I don't want to speak for everyone, of course. But I know that even if I'm feeling good about where I'm going, I will still wonder, well, what if that happened? And when I do think that, I have to be compassionate with myself in those moments. Because so many people preach, take the right path, make the right choice. And I think when it comes to life decisions, unless you're hurting others, but in general, there's not one right choice. That's what I think. This is a personal opinion. And once again, as long as you're not hurting people, when it comes to, you know, defend someone who's in need or don't, you know, I think, yeah, there's a right choice in those scenarios. But I'm talking about life decisions that are personal, thinking like, should I go to this school? Should I go to this school? Should I take this job or this job? You have to reflect on how it relates to your values. Because your right choice may look different than someone else's right choice. There's no one objectively right choice. And that's my opinion. You may think, oh, well, this pays better and they're nicer over here. But maybe your values are different. Maybe you like the fact that this office has a better setup that you like and you don't care about the salary. So maybe your values are different than someone else's. And for you, that's the right choice. Your right choice is going to look different than someone else's. And I remember living my life so for a while. I remember in the past, I would be so focused on making the right choice in the eyes of others. I thought, what is the right choice? What looks good? What is the right choice from the outside? What looks good? What is acceptable in this society, in my culture? What is the right choice to you? What is the choice that feels right to you in this moment? Maybe 9 years ago, I could have done something differently. But at that time, maybe that felt like the right choice to me with the values I had then, with what I knew then, with the tools I had then, with how I felt then. To think, oh, I should know how I'm going to feel 9, 10 years from now, so I need to make this choice now. Most people don't do that. And I also would have no idea who I would be right now. I'm such a different version of myself now. It's night and day. In many ways, I'm the same. There are parts of me I've lost, I've gained, good and bad. There are parts of me I miss, parts of me I'm proud that I've let go of. All I know is I made the choice that in that moment to me felt right. And sometimes we don't. Sometimes we make choices that don't feel right, that we wish we in that moment did differently, but we listened to someone else, or we felt like we needed to follow this path. And hopefully we learned from that. But we made that choice in that moment. Something was telling us to do that. So I think self-compassion, something I talk about all the time, is so, so essential when we get caught up in these moments of thinking, what if? Or maybe being hard on our past selves. Our past selves brought us here. You're listening to this. The fact that you want to grow, you're listening to this, and you feel passionate about being self-aware, that alone is growth. There were probably so many options and routes I could have taken, but if I live my life thinking, oh, I won't live every type of life I may want to live, or I'm not going to be able to do everything, then I'm just never going to be happy. And I'm always going to be like going back to the idea of destination syndrome, going back to the idea from the first episode, we'll always be chasing the next thing and even comparing and thinking the grass is always greener. And I know people talk about that when it comes to relationships, but this is about life. We may think, oh, their job may be better. Oh, the place they're living is better. Oh, this lifestyle is better. That's why I brought up social media in the beginning of this and how we're seeing people going back to kind of posting normally, I'd say. Please remember that people are posting their highlight reels, and how someone else chooses to live is their choice and their lifestyle. And yes, maybe you are inspired and you look at their life and you want something similar. Sure, that's great to be motivated, but you don't have to live the way everyone else does. I used to think that. It's something so simple, but I used to look at pictures of people who went away to school and they were in big groups. They were like at, what's it called? I don't even know the name. I'm not a huge football fan. Tailgates. There you go. I used to look at pictures of tailgates and think, oh, what a fun college experience. I never really got that. Even though I had so many different experiences with my friends and a cappella group, we got to sing and perform and be on a TV show and do so many things that maybe I wouldn't have done if I went to a school where they had a football team, for example. So it's not saying there's one right way or not, but there will always be something you miss. If I had that experience, I would have missed what I got to experience and vice versa. And if I stayed at my job, maybe I would have been high up and made money, but would I have been happy? All these different things that even though I felt confident in these choices at the time, I just recently have been reflecting on, you know, which choices did I make for others or because I made out of fear or I felt like I needed to make or I just made based off of what I knew at the time. What can I learn from that? And so that's how I'm thinking about it, thinking about the what ifs in the past. And I'm more focused on that for this episode, but I do want to mention the what ifs in the future, because that's a thought that many people with, you know, normal levels of anxiety, but especially generalized anxiety disorder or some type of anxiety disorder or just severe anxiety, people who deal with that understand the what ifs in like every situation. I used to think, what if my boyfriend doesn't love me 20 years from now? I mean, who knows? What if he doesn't love me a year from now? I can't control what happens. I used to panic and think, what if someone I love passes away? I know that's kind of morbid, but I used to jump to that and panic. I used to think, what if my grandpa doesn't see my weddings? It's so specific, I know, but I used to think, what if my grandpa doesn't see my wedding? What if an older relative doesn't see my wedding? What if I don't do great on this exam? I used to just, what if all the time. And I am working on it right now. And even my therapist said, try to answer your own question. Because most of the time, with anxiety especially, we say, what if, and we feel like we're suffocating almost. And we just stop. It's like we choke on the what ifs. It's like, what if? And then we stop. But we never answer it. And often if we answer it, in the beginning, it may be weird and uncomfortable and we don't want to hear the answer, but we're letting ourselves process it. And often it's not that bad. What if I do pass out on this hike, for example? I used to think that on a hot day. You think, what if I pass out in the middle of this hike? I don't have enough water. And this is like, I'm talking about an LA hike where I'm not in the middle of nowhere. It's nothing wild. I started answering these questions to myself. What if I pass out? Okay, there's an answer to everything. And even if there's no specific answer and it is how it is, like death, for example, to be morbid, there's a level of acceptance and we work through that. And that's not to sound invalidating to people who've been through major loss or have seen family members with cancer and illness and serious issues that I may not understand. I'm not saying I do, and I'm not saying it's so simple. You'll work through it. Of course not. But life moves on. And we know that even through the toughest of times, life moves on. And often, I know for me, I've had what ifs about everyday scenarios that are not a big deal. So, example, what if I pass out on this hike? Okay, what if I do pass out? So let me answer it. I would never answer it before, and now I'm starting to answer these thoughts that pop up. What if I do pass out on this hike? Okay, there are different scenarios that can happen. I am laying down for a second, and I get up, and then I keep moving. Other people are walking around. They may have water or a snack, and they can help me. I may get up, call someone, or worse comes to worse, I can't move. There are other people there. That's my example. There are always options. There are more options than we realize. And sometimes the answer is accepting that we can't change the situation for something like loss that we can't avoid. We move on, we grieve, we live with it, and we learn to live with it. And the realization I've had, I mean, the obvious one, but one that is when you're really anxious, it's hard to tell. And I've had to continue reminding myself, life moves on. Life moves on from the choices we make. Life moves on from the choices we made years ago. Life moves on from the choices we're making now and from the choices we will make. We can stay stuck in the past and think, what if I did this? But that's only going to keep us, I don't want to say wasting time. I don't like when people say wasting time, but we could be using that time instead to change our present and the possible outcome of our future. We can make choices now that are different. We can make choices now that relate to our new set of values, for example, or the life we want from now. It's never too late. I know I'm 26 and I sometimes act like I'm on my deathbed. I act like I'm so old. If you're older listening to this, I hope you also know it is never too late. And that doesn't mean geographically you have to go somewhere or change your life completely. I'm not saying you have to have a major shift. And I think that's where my mind was going recently. I have to change my life 180 to feel like I'm growing. But that's not the case. You can make little choices that move you toward the direction you want to go in with a new set of values that feels authentic to you. And hopefully, I'm sending good energy out there that we all live very long, prosperous lives and know that in every moment we can change how we live. And I want to clarify that when I say that, it doesn't mean we all have the privilege to get up and pack our bags and quit our jobs and travel to who knows where. I realize that, and that's not what I can do. I can't do that. And I know a lot of people can't do that with their circumstances. We know right now that's not where we're going with this. I'm talking about being intentional. What choices are you making now that you're intentional about, that feel authentic to you? Because I truly believe if you're being authentic to yourself in each and every moment, and of course, let me clarify that because we all have moments where we're not authentic to ourselves, and that's okay. We work through it. We make mistakes. We get caught up. But overall, if we're making at least big life choices that feel authentic to ourselves and everyday choices as well, I don't think we will have regrets. At least for me, I want to only speak for me because I can't speak for anyone else. This is how I feel, but you may relate. I know that if I make choices that are authentic in each and every moment, most of the time, especially when it comes to bigger life decisions, I won't have regrets. And I think that's why I don't have overall regrets right now. I think about it, I reflect on, well, what if this happened? But I don't regret what I did because every choice I made in that moment is what felt right. And sometimes it didn't, and that's okay. But I also forgive myself that that's what I knew at the time. I look back and think, there's no way I would have known then what I know now. There's no way, you know, in 20 years when I look back at myself now, I'll say, oh, she knew what I know now. No. I'm going to continuously grow. You're going to continuously grow. Our values may change. They may not. But I truly believe for me that as long as I'm authentic in each and every moment, even if it's not what I would do in the future or something in the past, for example, maybe now I wouldn't have done that way, I remember that that's what felt right in the moment. And isn't that what life is? Listening to yourself in each and every moment and your needs of what feels right to you, being authentic to yourself at that specific time in your life, because maybe now I would do things differently with what I know or the confidence I have, for example, but back then it was different. What I went through led me to who I am now. So I hope this can remind you that you're not alone in feeling these thoughts. I don't think that reflecting back on what if this happened or what if necessarily means that you're unhappy or that you have regrets. It's normal. I think it's great to reflect too on, okay, that's what I knew then. This is what I know now. Maybe you would have done things differently. Sometimes I think, okay, well, I would have in that moment, not knowing what I know now of like, okay, the people in my life that I met from the choices I made because I would not want to lose them. But back then, if I had my mindset now, in general, there would be certain things I would do differently. And that's not bad to think that. I think that's a great learning experience of realizing, okay, if something similar comes up now, what would I do in this situation? Or what would I do differently today? I can't go back to yesterday or a year ago. I can't predict the future either. I can't make choices now thinking, oh, this has to keep me safe in the future because we have no idea what will happen. And living that way as well, so focused on the future, will never keep you in the present. And as cheesy as it sounds, it's true. Being in the present is truly a recipe for being content and happy and feeling good about where you are and feeling authentic to yourself. I will have my what ifs and I will have those moments, but I'm trusting the process. And in trusting the process, I am making choices. I'm making choices throughout the process that feel authentic to me. I'm trusting myself, even when it feels hard to, even when I'm feeling anxious, I try to really look within and think, okay, what are my values? What feels right to me in this moment? And what do I want? How can I get there? Can I take some time to think about it? Maybe I need to reflect on my values. Maybe I need to shut down my anxious thoughts somehow and figure it out. There's always a way. And that's why I believe it's so important to keep checking in with ourselves. It's one thing to autopilot through days, but we don't want to autopilot through our whole lives and live off of someone else's values, someone else's decisions or choices for us and think, oh, well, this is how it was done growing up, or this is what my parent or loved one would say, or, you know, this is what I would have done before. What do you want now? Who are you now? What do you prioritize now? You can shift your values right now. What type of life do you want moving forward? Not one that you had before, one that you want moving forward. And so I hope this brings some comfort to anyone who may, with everything kind of opening up, feel that pressure. Please be easy on yourself, because even everything opening up and seeing people go out and do their thing can feel overstimulating and stressful, because we don't want to fall back into that autopilot life of, okay, well, this is what I did before. What should I do now? Maybe you want to shift your life in some way that you can, because I recognize my privilege and a lot of people have privilege to make certain changes, for example, that other people can't do. But what can you do with your specific situation and your specific lifestyle that works for you, even if it's something so small, even if it's reflecting on what matters to you, what you're saying yes to, the people you want in your life? So I believe in you. I believe in us, in being authentic, as hard as it can be, as much as we may want to stay stuck in our past ways or make a 180 shift and think we have to go to the opposite extreme and change everything. Maybe that works for you, or maybe you find a middle ground and figure out, okay, what matters to me? It's a lifelong process. It's a lifelong journey, and it is never ending. Once again, who you are today is different than who you will be tomorrow, and so on. Thank you all so much for listening this far. If you would like to leave a rating and review, you can do so on Apple iTunes, Apple Podcasts. You can also stay in touch by following me on Instagram at Trust and Thrive. And I always post updates, takeaways, everything you need to know on the Instagram. And make sure to subscribe to the show on Apple iTunes or Spotify, wherever you listen, so you don't miss an episode. That being said, I'm wishing you a wonderful rest of your week, and I will catch you all next Thrive Thursday.